Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
babies in my arms, using chemistry to get the best of me. Oh, the past is gone. Stay by my side and we can carry on, because he knows how to oh, help us, Mary Jane.
Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samulisari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 FM. Ngayon po ay malapit nang mag-Independence Day sa mga Pilipino. Yes. Ika-siyam ng Hunyo. Sa Wednesday po ang ating Independence Day officially, June 12. But today, we have Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio. Pasensya na po, nagkaroon ng kunting aberya dahil the ones before us turned it off. So we had to set it back again. Yeah. And we have very special guests today. Ang programa pong ito ng Samutsari ay niyahatid sa atin ng ating mga tagapagtaguyod, ang Philippines Travel Limited, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Massey New Zealand Home Loans at ISM New Zealand. Ito po si Tita Ferds, nagpupugay sa inyo. Ang akin pong mga kasama ngayong hapon, walang iba kung hindi si Manang Trini at si Shine.
Hello. Yes, maing hapon kaninyong tanan. Of course, sabi ni Tita Mars, ako si Manang Trini. Kamusta po kayo? Daghang kayong salamat sa inyong pagkuyog namo permi sa atong kada Domingo nga programa sa radyo. And of course, we are inviting you to call us on the radio if you want to share something special with us. And of course, you can also listen to us kasi live streaming po tayo sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. Ayan po. And kamusta ka na, Shine?
Oh, so tired po, tita.
Is that the uni life?
Oh, po. Last week of uni.
Last week of uni? Oh,
still have. And how many essays again?
At least one a day at this point.
I know.
Life of the resident millennial.
And how many words per essay?
At least 2,500, yes. Maybe. Yes. I have another two due tomorrow. So.
Oh, 2,500
yes. So no
words
sleeping
per essay.
No sleeping at all. That's fine. I have the holidays to look forward
yes,
to anyway.
That's right.
And good afternoon to our little ones.
Yes.
Our visitors today.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kira May.
Yes, Kira May. What's your last name, Kira May?
Olvido.
Yay! And you want to greet somebody that's listening to you? You want to say hello to your brother or dad or mom?
Hi, Niall. Hi, Daddy.
Yeah, so that's Kira May Olvido. And
hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy. Yes, good girl.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Bailey Katrina Nori Oviedo, and I would like to have a shout-out to my dad and my brother and my mom.
Yes, hooray. Well done.
Yes.
Yay, clever girls. Thank you for coming to our radio, and they will be helping us a little bit today as well to
yes.
reading our stuff for today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Yes.
So we are going to do local news, and of course there is a children's portion there.
Yes. Pero mag-special muna tayo for
meron ba tayong special
Planet
for
Earth
Planet Travel?
Yes, meron po tayo, Tita Verge.
Uh-huh. Ayan. Cathay Pacific, Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao return from 949 New Zealand dollars, and you fly from Auckland or Christchurch seasonally to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao in the Philippines. Sales end on December 6, 2019. So mahaba pa pala ito, and it's napakamura, 949. Departures, though, is from 1 May this year up to 30 November 2019 and resume again from January 31 to March 2020. This routing is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao and vice versa. And the Christchurch flight is via Sydney and Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu,
Clark or Davao, subject to availability and seasonality. Return economy class airfare po ito, valid for 3 months. And of course, terms and conditions apply. Pricing is subject to availability, particularly around and during school holiday periods. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage, and 7 kg hand carry. Child and infant fare, accompanied child of 2 to 11 years, is only 75% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes, and infant without a seat, which is under 2 years old, is 10% only of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. Book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800-111131 during business hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Our other deal is a special fare from $999 New Zealand, return to Manila, Calibo, or Clark. Return from $999 one way for $539. And that's departing from Auckland, Christchurch, or Wellington via Melbourne. Departures are from the low season of 16th of January 2019 to the 30th of September 2019. Oh, this is Singapore Airlines. Mm-hmm. Their return economy class ticket is valid for 6 months. That's inclusive of fuel taxes, New Zealand and Manila airport taxes, booking and ticketing fees. Calibo and Clark airport taxes are to be collected at the departure airport. This deal includes 30 kgs of check-in baggage, 7 kgs hand carry, meals and entertainment. Stopovers. Unlimited stopovers are permitted in Singapore in each direction, permitted in Australis with Trans-Tasman routings. Terms and conditions apply, and seats are strictly subject to availability. And again, you can book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800 11 11 31 during business hours from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan. So, dadako po tayo sa ating local news, Tita Verge. And of course, debut ngayon ni Bailey. Ako kong si Bailey. She will read half of our local news today. Okay.
Kiwi children leading the way with ban on single-use plastic bags. A major milestone for some of our youngest environmentalists is just around the corner with the ban on single-use plastic bags officially comes in force. Primary school children have been at the forefront of the change to how we carry our shopping home. For young environmentalist Kate Turnbull, the single-use plastic bag ban is a victory. The 9-year-old was just one of several school children who wrote to the government last year wanting to get rid of single-use plastic bags. While supermarkets have already stopping using them from 1 July, the ban becomes officially rule breakers could face fines of up to $100,000.
Wow.
Dollars in the meantime.
Yes, ayan. And in the meantime, screen time causing physical damage to young people's eyes. Have you ever had a staring contest and felt a slight stinging sensation? That's what dry eye disease, or DED, a condition involving poor tear production, can feel like. Scientists say an increasing number of young New Zealanders are showing the signs of the condition, which is usually seen in much older people. Up in their teens, we see patients complaining about the same signs and symptoms we would normally see in their grandparents. Mr. Muntz, an ophthalmology research fellow at the University of Oakland says one of the main drivers of the condition is electronic devices. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Surprise, surprise. We are blinking much less, up to 90% less. And we're also blinking incompletely, essentially playing little staring contest with our displays and losing, he says. If those tears are insufficient or inadequate, that surface will break down, and that will cause the surface to dry out and to essentially stimulate those nerves on your eye surface. The eye does have high capacity to regenerate superficial damage. But researchers from the Ocular Surface Laboratory of the university are concerned that over time we could see more chronic, potentially irreversible dry eye disease. But what we're finding more recently is there is permanent structural damage in terms of the glands that produce components of the tear film. That is something we normally associate with aging process, which is why we see it in the aging population, Mr. Mant says. So, ayan po ang local news natin. So, we are proud of our Kiwi children. Ano?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. We're very, and very proud.
Yes. Thank you very much, Bailey. Yes. You are on.
You are on. Yes.
To do our Bulilit news.
Bulilit
beginning
news.
Next Sunday.
Yes. Ah. Bulilit news, babe, means...
little ones.
Little news for little ones. Okay? Right.
Great.
Well done. And of
now,
course, yes.
We have some very specials from Planet Earth Travel. Ito po yung tinatawag nilang December Christmas group booking. Magpa-reserve na po kayo. Ito po yung adult eh, $1,999 lamang return. And ang child is $1,599. Ito po, mayroong Auckland to Manila. Ang departures po niyan and return, 20 December and 18 January, 21 December, 21 January. 1 month po yan. 22 December and 22 January, 20 December and 24 January. Ang Auckland Cebu naman po, 1 month din. Departure and return is 21 December, 20 January, 22 December, 21 January, 22 December, and 27 January. Siyempre po, mayroon din Christchurch, Manila. Departure and returns are 17 December, 17 January, 18 December, 18 January, 20 December, 19 January, 21 December, 22 January, 22 December, 23 January, and 27 December, 27 January return. Meron din po sa Christchurch, Cebu. Pero overnight po yan sa Singapore. Departure is 19 December, balik ng January 20. Overnight Singapore again, another one on departure is 20 December, return ng January 21. At syempre po, meron din Christchurch via, o Wellington via Christchurch to Manila. Departure is 19 December to 24 January ang balik. And Wellington via Auckland to Cebu, departure is 22 December, 25 January. Kaya ayan po, magtumawag na kayo kay Ate Edith sa 0800-111131 or 0937-1933 to avail this very special group Christmas group bookings. Ay napakamura po kasi $1,999 lang ang adult return at ang children naman is $1,599. Sige po, tumawag na kayo.
Ayan. Talaga nga naman mabait si Tita Edith sa mga Pilipino. Ayan. Ano oh, bang musika natin ngayong hapon?
Okay.
Yes.
Put on a song.
Yes, shall we? Awesome. Shine will give us a really nice Filipino song.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa'yo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino, inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino, kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Di akalain sabihin mong ako na yon ang hinahanap mo. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Kinikilig pa rin ako, ang sarap magmahal pagpanalo. Nag-iisa sa puso ko, di kaya di na pa magbabago. Ako ang pinili sa dami ng ibang nerereto. Hindi akalain sabihin mo nga ako na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Oh, nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat.
Ayan. Oh, oh. Yan po si Daniel Padilla. Nasa iyo na ang lahat. Ala.
Yes. Ayan na. Ano, anong community news natin, Tita Verge?
Banggitin lang natin uli ang ating event sa Independence Day. Gaganapin po sa Saturday ng gabi ang Gintong Search for Gintong Tinig 2019, brought to you by the Council of Auckland Philippine Organizations. Meron po 6:30 po the venue opens at that's the Kotuku Heron Hall at Teata to Peninsula Community Hall, number 595 Teata to Road, pero Teata to Peninsula po yan. The ticket for everyone is only $10. So pumunta na po kayo at yan po ay meron nga tayong Search for Gintong Tinig 2019. There are 14 contestants who will buy for the first, second and third prizes. Puro OPM po or original Filipino music ang kanilang aawitin, and ang papanalunan po is the first prize is $500, second prize is $300, and third prize is $200. Siyempre pa po, meron ding Filipino food for sale bago mag-start ang program, kaya pwede kayong pumunta roon ng 6 o'clock 6 o'clock
In fact, pa kahit earlier pa, kung gusto ninyong maka-avail agad-agad ng mainit-init pang pagkaing Pinoy, at siyempre may lechon din. Ang atin pong sellers or vendors sa araw na yan ay ang Pipus Lechon, isa sa ating mga sponsors. At siyempre pa po, ang ating mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, siyempre pa ang ISM New Zealand Limited, mayroon din po ang Mega World International, ang TFC New Zealand, ang Tematalo, and I forgot the name of the outfit. Hinahanap ko pa po. At siyempre pa, inaanyayahan po kayo, kung hindi pa man kayo nakakuha ng ticket, meron pa po kay Tita Birds, 021-0677-597, or kung wala na kayong panahon, magkita na lang tayo sa pinto. Either mag-text kayo sa akin or tawagan ninyo ako, 021-0677-597, at sigurado po meron kayo nakareserbang ticket. At masaya po ito kasi ang ating sayawan, kaya po awitan at sayawan sa kalayaan, ang karamihan po ng music natin ay mga original Filipino music. Siyempre po, bastang music, yan ang universal language. Nagkakaintindihan tayong lahat, kahit Tagalog pa yan. The Kiwis and our other ethnic Kiwis brothers and sisters, maiintindihan po rin nila ang ating music at makakapagsayaw din sila. So magkita-kita po tayo this coming Saturday, 15th of June, sa Teata 2 Peninsula Hall, Kotukut Hiron, and 595 Teata 2 Road po iyan, Teata 2 Peninsula.
Yes, ayan. Mm-hmm. And of course, may nagpapaano din po sa community, may nagpapa Tita Verge, mm-hmm, may nagpa-announce ba sa, mm-hmm, Grand Feast Oakland 2019? Ah, alam mo po yan?
Yes, uh-oh, please do it. Yeah, okay. I said yes.
Yes, okay. Mm. So it's a Tuesday po ito, which is July the 2nd at 7 p.m. sa Harbourside Church, which is 48 Ismond Road in Takapuna. It's, yeah, so doors open po at 5:30. So ito po is that a prayer meeting of Light of Jesus Family, mm-hmm, Tita Verge,
yes,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and of course they also have a souvenir jacket na binibinta nila on the night as well, which is $25. Available po ito ng all sizes. So punta po kayo. They do have a Facebook page, which is, oh, punta ding, you can go to their Facebook ad, which is Grand Fest Oakland 2019. Ayan po. Now, shall we go on to, mm-hmm, our Philippine news?
Mm-hmm. At bago ko po makalimutan, ang ating isang sponsor para sa ating gintong tinig search for 2019 is Eagle Recruitment New Zealand.
This is Samut Sari's Philippine News. Pangulo, nahihimatay pa rin sa chocolate. May allergies sa chocolates at posibleng himatayin si Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte kapag kumain nito. Ito ang inamin ni Pangulong Duterte nang matanong ni Pastor Apollo Kibuloy ng Sunshine Media Network tungkol sa allergy niya sa chocolate. Ayon sa Pangulo, umaabot sa 2 minuto siyang nagpa-pass out kapag nakakain ng chocolate. Mm. Kawawa naman.
Oo, 2 minuto, matagal yun.
Yeah, ayan pa sa Pangulo, may mga taong hindi nakaalam na may allergy siya sa chocolates. Pinayuhan pa ng Pangulo ang mga hindi nakaalam kung sila ay may allergy sa chocolate na kumain muna at obserbahan kung magkakaroon ng matinding sakit ng ulo. Ikinuwinto pa ng Pangulo ang isang pangyayari sa Dusit Hotel na dating Manila Garden kung saan nakakain siya ng Toblerone. Oh. Bukod sa nagsuka, nawalan din ng umano ng malay ang Pangulo kaya nadala siya sa klinik ng hotel. Mm-hmm. Natanong din ng Pangulo kung anong oras siya natutulog. Nakalimitan umano ay alas 4, alas 5 or alas 6 ng umaga. Sinabi ng Pangulo na nagigising siya ng alas 12 at hindi na siya kumakain ng agahan dahil wala siyang gana, pero umiinom ng gatas ang Pangulo at nalampasan na niya ang pagiging lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. Natanong din ang Pangulo kung paano ito nagre-relax at sinabi niya itinuturing niyang security blanket ang malaki niyang kama kung saan nakatulog na rin ang lahat niyang mga apo. Pero kahit anya maanghot o mabaho na ang kanyang kama, ay itinuturing niya itong kanyang comfort zone. Ayan.
Oo. Baka may mga iwiwis ng apo yun eh. Ayan. Ito po, Filipino War Vets to be awarded with U.S. Congressional Gold Medal. At least 19 Filipino veteran soldiers of World War II will be awarded with United States Congressional Gold Medal on Monday, June 10, the Philippine Veterans Affairs Office said Friday. Defense Department Under Secretary and PVAO Administrator Ernesto Carolina was referring to the Filipino soldiers who fought alongside their American counterparts to liberate the Philippines from its Japanese Imperial Army colonizers in 1945. The awarding of the recognition will be led by Defense Secretary Delphin Lorenzana and U.S. Ambassador to the Philippines Sung Kim to be held here in Camp Aguinaldo, Carolina's told reporters. Apart from the 19 surviving Philippine War veterans, Carolina said that 21 other Philippine War veterans will be conferred the U.S. Congressional Gold Medal distinction posthumously. Based on the United States House of Representatives website, the U.S. Congressional Gold Medal is U.S. Congress' highest expression of national appreciation for distinguished achievements and contributions of individual, institution, or event. Aside from shared war experience, the Philippines has a standing 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty with the United States, a pact wherein both parties agreed that an armed attack in the Pacific area on either the Philippines and U.S. would be dangerous and that they would act to meet the common dangers in accordance with its constitutional processes. Under the MDT, the treaty will remain in force indefinitely and either party may terminate it 1 year after notice has been given to the other party.
And that is our Samut Sari Philippine News. Ayan.
Mayroon ba tayong magandang awitin dyan?
Yes.
Another song?
Yes. Shall we have another song there, Shine, before we go to our Ladies Affairs? And eti ba pa?
Yeah.
Yeah? And then we go to our Showbiz Balita very shortly. Ayan.
Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Tagaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, Mabuhay! Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. More fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Why white sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft, you should take your shoes off. You can walk along the beach, sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine. Our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight. Move with the breeze. See the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city. If you want the nightlife, go enjoy the town and go party all night.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Come and taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome, you are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's a beauty, all the things you should see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise,
yeah.
See it with your eyes. You can do so many things, just tell me what you like.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Up the app.
Apple the app. Up the app. Apple the app. Yeah.
More fun in the Philippines.
More fun in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Totoo
more
yan.
Fun in the Philippines.
Yes.
Oh. I have
yeah,
my t-shirt.
You got your t-shirt. Yeah. More fun in the Philippines. Yeah. Ayan, anong meron ka dyan, Tita Verge? O si ano mo? Okay.
We are now going to Women's Affairs at iba pa, brought to us by Shine Beltran.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week's story is another, it's similar to one of the ones from a few weeks ago about the girl who discovered the operation thing was for her mom.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this week, Asia Times published an article about a 16-year-old Filipina by the name of Maria Isabel Leyson, a student from Iloilo National High School who recently discovered a potential cure for diabetes.
Wow.
Nice.
The Jamaican cherry, known in the Philippines as Aratiles, has been found to contain bioactive compounds such as anthocyanin, flavonoid, and polyphenol, which are properties which can potentially be used to cure type 2 diabetes.
Mm.
Of this discovery, Leyson says, nobody pays attention to the fruit and its medicinal properties.
Mm.
They don't realize that it has potential for becoming a regulator of diabetes. Diabetes is supposedly the deadliest and most common disease in the Philippines, according to the Department of Health. Leyson herself said she was inspired to research the medicinal properties of the fruit, as she had previously lost several family members to diabetes. Although she is only 16 years old, Leyson is set to become an impressive representative of Filipinas in her chosen field. This particular set of research won her the award for Best Individual Research in Life Science in the Department of Education's 2019 National Science and Technology Fair. She also represented the Philippines in the Intel Science and Engineering Fair in Arizona in the U.S. in May. My research won't end here, she says. It will actually further develop into more specific compounds. We will delve into other diseases. Maria Isabel Leyson is only at the start of a bright and successful career, and we can't wait to see where that takes her. And that's what we have in Women's Affairs this week.
Great. Aratiles.
Mm-hmm.
I like that food and I'm missing it.
That's a fruit. Very common in the Philippines as well.
Not really. It has to be planted. It doesn't grow by itself.
Okay.
It has to be planted and cultivated. But when you have got it, and if you look after it very well, it will continue fruiting.
That's awesome. Well, the yearly. Hopefully this, you know.
Great. And what's the name of the girl again?
Maria Isabel Layson.
Layson.
Apo.
16-year-old.
Apo, 16 years old only.
Para tilis, marami yan sa amin. Matamis yan.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very sweet fruit. Small ones lang siya, but it's really good. Mm-hmm. Ayan, anong meron ka dyan, Tita Verge?
Ito, Tagalog ito. Para ito yung bagong number, kung hindi... emergency or non-emergency.
Mm-mm.
Tumawag sa 105 o mag-online sa 105.police.govt.nz. Kung nangyayari ito ngayon, tumawag sa 111. Kung nangyayari na ito, tumawag sa 105. May bagong numero ang pulisya para sa hindi emergency. Upang mapanatiling ligtas hanggat maaari ang New Zealand, may bago kaming paraan ng pagkontak sa pulisya para sa mga hindi emerhensya. Tumawag sa 105 o mag-online sa 105.police.govt.nz. Mag-online sa 105.police.govt.nz upang mag-report ng pagnanakaw sa isang pampublikong lugar, pagnanakaw mula sa isang kotse, sinadyang pagsira ng isang ari-arian, pangungumit sa tindahan, nawawalang ari-arian, o upang alamin ang nangyayari tungkol sa inireport o magdagdag sa isang kasalukuyang report. Hanggang ngayon, ang mga tao ay tumatawag sa kanilang lokal na istasyon ng pulisya o sa 111 kung nais nilang makausap ang pulisya. Kadalasan ang mga tao ay tumatawag sa 111 dahil nais nilang makipag-usap sa isang tao kahit na hindi madalian or urgent ang dahilan. Kaya nagpasok kami ng 105 upang malaman ng mga tao kung paano kami kukuntakin para din sa mga di madaliang sitwasyon or non-urgent situation. Tumawag sa 105 upang mag-report ng mga bagay na nangyayari na at hindi nangangailangan ng madaliang tulong ng pulisya. Tandaan, sa isang emerhensya, laging tumawag sa 111. Makakatawag ka sa 105 gamit ang mobile at mga landline na telepono. Ito'y libreng serbisyo sa buong bansa na makukuha gabit araw para sa mga taga New Zealand at mga bumibisitang taga-ibang bansa. Tumawag sa 105 upang mag-report ng anumang bagay na nangyari na, tapos na, sa pulisya. Tumawag sa 111 kapag may krimen na kasalukuyang nangyayari at ang mga gumagawa nito ay naroon pa rin o kaalis lamang. Kung may mga taong nasa panganib o lubhang nasaktan, or may malaking panganib sa buhay o ari-arian, o di kaya may nakita kang malaking panganib para sa publiko gaya ng puno na nakaharang sa daan, at para sa alinman sa mga bagay na ito sa kasalukuyang nangyayari o katatapos lang mangyari, ang 111 ay numero pa rin para sa bumbero at ambulansya. Mag-report nito sa istasyon ng pulisya. Maaari ka ring mag-report ng personal sa iyong lokal na istasyon tungkol sa anumang bagay. Lagi kaming naririto upang tumulong sa iyo. Yan po ang ating New Zealand Police.
Yan. So, 105.
105 kung hindi siya non-emergency.
Non-emergency. Mm-hmm. Pero emergency pa rin. Pero
emergency pa rin. Pero hindi urgent.
Yeah.
At hindi between life and death.
Ayan. Mm-hmm. May showbiz news tayo, Tita Verge, ano?
Oo, meron.
Do you want me to share this to our listeners? Ito po, kilala po natin si Edie Garcia, hindi ba?
Of course.
Si Manoy. Manoy siya kung tawagin. Yan. So celebrities, hinimok ang publiko na ipagdasal ang paggaling ni Edie Garcia. Ilang celebrities ang nanawagan sa publiko na ipagdasal ang agarang paggaling ng veteranong aktor na si Edie Garcia. Napaulat na hinimatay si Edie habang nasa taping ng kanyang upcoming series ng GMA Network, Severe Heart Attack, ang sanhi ng kanyang pagkahimatay ayon sa kanyang kapamilya. Kasalukuyang inaobserbahan si Edie sa ospital. Ang rusang agimat naman ay ang upcoming GMA series ng pinagbibidahan ni Gabby Garcia kasama sina Chanda Romero, Tonton Gutierrez, Tia Tolentino at marami pa. Kilala ang 90-year-old aktor sa pagiging professional. Pag ang call time niya halimbawa ay 6 a.m., 5 a.m. pa lang nasa location na si Edie Garcia. Itinuturing na pinakamabait sa showbiz si Edie Garcia. Kaya naman talaga gustong-gustong siyang makatrabaho at kausap ng mga taga-showbiz. Nakabantay at nagdarasal ngayon ang buong showbiz sa kalagayan ni Tito Edie. 90-year-old veteran. Ayaw kasing mag-retire ni Tito Edie pa. O ni Edie Garcia. Ni Manoy Edie Garcia. Ayan. Tayo pupunta na sa ating greetings.
Greetings.
Marami tayong babatiin for our birthday. Siyempre pa po, binabati natin ang lahat ng nagdiriwang ng kanilang kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. Yung mga magdiriwang bukas, magdiriwang or nagdiwang na kahapon o mga nang karaang araw. Siyempre pa po, ang aking apo from Sydney, si Mark Araneta Sese. June 8 ang kanyang birthday kahapon yan and he is 13. Ang bilis ng panahon.
Yes.
Happy birthday again, Mark. I love you heaps.
Yes, and of course, yes. Happy birthday sa mga nag-celebrate ng kanilang mga karawan. And of course, not just your birthdays. Yung kung ano man ang sinicelebrate ninyo ngayong araw na ito o sa mga darating na araw, congratulations din po. I want to say congratulations to the newlywed couple kagabi, si Lerma at saka si Melvin. Thank you so much for inviting us. We had a really good time and I wish you all the best in the future. And of course, congratulations din Lerma for your baby. Ayan, tatlong buwan ng buntis si Lerma at surprise niya kami lahat kahapon. Ayan, and of course, maraming salamat sa mga dancers ng Samutsari TMP for really good practice this afternoon. Thank you sa mga nagdadala ng mga ang tawag dito, snacks namin. Yes, oh, ayan.
Yes. Namiss ko yung mga snacks na yun.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, nobody I know who's having their birthdays this week, but I would like to wish everybody who is having a birthday this week a happy, happy birthday. On Thursday, the 6th of June, I believe it was my would have been my grandparents' 49th wedding anniversary.
Nice. Yep,
so
congratulations,
Lolatita. I'm sure she's listening somewhere. Yeah, congratulations to them. And that's it for me. Actually, to everyone doing exams, all the university students doing exams coming up. Yeah, good. Best of luck to them and best of luck in
yes.
their studies.
Don't study hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, how about you, Bailey? Do you want to shout out your friends?
I want to shout out to my friend Hannah and happy birthday to everyone in the Philippines and New Zealand.
Yes, how about you, Kiki May, Kira May?
I want to give a shout out to my two best friends, Hope and Molly.
Nice, wow. Thank you. Malapit na po tayong magtatapos.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to
yes.
my youngest child. She is now a barrister solicitor, my dearest Petit Araneta. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday sa Saturday.
Yes, happy Ayan. Birthday, Petit. Congratulations. Ayan.
Siyempre pa, malapit na naman ngang matapos ang isang oras naming pakikipagniig sa inyo, kaya't kami po'y nagpapasalamat na muli sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio, broadcasting at 104.6 Planet FM. Maraming salamat po din sa aming mga sponsors at sa inyong lahat naming mga tagapakinig dito sa Samutsari. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Magandang gabi po, hanggang sa muli.
Yes, and of course, ako si Manang Trini. Daghang kaayong salamat sa inyong pagsunod kanamo sa kanunay dinhi sa ating istasyon 104.6 FM. And of course, in behalf of Kuya Cesar and of course Ate Jo, we miss you both and hopefully you'll be here next Sunday. Thank you to my son who's listening right now and to Susan Shedwick and of course to Ate Lulet. Mm-hmm. Ayan.
Maraming salamat po from me to all of my family and friends who are also listening. I hope you guys have the best week, and yeah, that's it for me.
How about you guys? Come on, you want to say goodbye to our listeners? Come on, no? Okay, yeah. Kiki May first.
Thank you for listening, everyone, especially my dad and my brother Niall.
Yes.
Maraming salamat po. Makita po tayo.
Uli?
Ule sa linggo.